So what do you think you're going to learn if for the first year of your life you can't do anything? You're going to get the wheel of doom, aren't you? I can't do anything. I can't feed myself. I can't turn myself over. In my view, that's the basis for most of us having the wheel of doom. Now, let me tell you, in my situation, that wheel of doom, that little voice telling me, you can't do this, John, that voice is beaten down so severely, now it's just this little whimper. It's just a little whimper. John, you can't do it. Boom, 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 bang. I'm kicking it, stomping it, and everything else. Oh, yeah, I can do it. So we need to recognize where that wheel of doom came from and then try to make sure we avoid it. Okay, let's move over now page 7. Successful selling, and I'm like on about the fourth paragraph down here. Successful selling involves the systematic development and application of skills. Thank God it doesn't involve gifts. It's skills. Why is it better that it's skills instead of gifts? Sharon, why would you say that?
Because people get more out of your skills. Gifts are materialistic.
Well, no. You know? Well, no, I'm not saying gifts in terms of giving people gifts. I'm talking about God-given gifts. Like years ago, they used to say, Uncle Joe, he was a born salesman, which means that the guy had gifts. He was born with them.
Okay.
Today, Uncle Joe got let go about 4 months ago, or maybe 4 years ago. He's not working anymore. Because now it's more about skills. So, Garrett, what's the deal? What's the difference between skills and gifts?
Skills are like if you have a college degree. Gifts are if you're something you acquire over time.
Well, skills are something. Go ahead, Susan.
Skills, I look at it more as a skill, a natural ability. It's within you.
No, a skill is something you can learn, and you can get better at it.
A gift is a natural
thing. A gift is a natural thing.
A skill is learned.
A skill you can learn. And today, customers want people with skills. That's one of the reasons why you guys are here. Now, let's say this was a carpentry class, and I was going to show you guys all how to use a circular saw, or how to make cabinets. You know, so you'd get an exposure to the skills, but you wouldn't be skilled. You have to go back, change the way you're doing stuff, and start to implement the learning process as it pertains to these skills, so you could develop the skills. So that's what we're talking about, is skills. Skills such as making people feel good. How do you do it? Well, we're going to tell you how you do it, how you can make people feel good. And, you know, I remember reading somewhere in one of the things I read that a fake smile is a lot better than a real frown. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. But think about it. A fake smile is a lot better than a real frown. A lot of people, I find when I'm making phone calls and my office manager is sitting next to me making phone calls because we got, you know, desks in a row and sitting right next to each other. And, you know, I'll do something stupid, which I do. You know, I'm sorry. I'm a human being. So I screw up and say stuff that I tell them, don't say that. You know, and then I'd say it. And then so then somebody will say to me, you know, nice work, John, you know, or something like that. And then I start laughing and I got another call coming up and I'm laughing. And I'm telling you, I do better when I'm laughing when I call on a phone. So let's try to make sure that we're making people feel good by feeling good ourselves. And Garrett, please help yourself to a cup of coffee if you'd like. There's coffee and buns over there. Okay. Okay. And what time did you get up this morning?
Too early.
Too early, sorry. All right, well, we're not going to pick on you today. Even if you're the only guy here, we're going to give you some slack. Okay, so there's a number of skills, and we'll be talking about each and every one of them as we go through. And purchase facilitators encourage customers to choose you or your company. You'll notice the first one is the added value, and that's the one they get from your products or services. A company calls you up and says, I need to buy this part, and you can go and check if it's in stock, or you can get a drawing, or you can do whatever. So That's called added value. And these are hackneyed terms that are out there. Value. We want to provide value to our customers. And an added value is the value that you provide to the customers by being respectful to them and courteous and so on and so forth. In here, you'll notice also that we have price as a purchase facilitator. Price as a purchase facilitator. Is that something we want to use, what our customers tell them, that we could sell it to them for less? If our objectives are to produce profits, price would be one of the last purchase facilitators we want to use. However, salespeople that don't have any skills, that's one of the first things that they talk about.